Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a tease that it's not a great tease. Okay. Later this week, we're going to have to tell you extraordinarily bad news that we don't want to tell you. And it just crushes me that we'll have to make this announcement at some point in the next couple of days. This isn't even joking. It's true. And Don and Peter know what I'm talking about.
I was talking with somebody today. It's easily the worst thing to ever happen to us on the show.
Oh my God.
It's not even close.
By the way,
soul crushing.
You guys doing this, saying these things, while it's nice and thoughtful and accurate, I don't know that it makes it easier.
Well, I'm not trying to make it easier.
I want it to hurt.
You want it to hurt.
I want it to hurt. Loss is supposed to hurt.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, listen, everyone's okay.
Oh yeah,
the show is okay.
I don't know.
But this is troubling. There's no doubt.
Let's go to Joe in Connecticut.
Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, just want to talk to you about Judge in the lineup as far as for the playoffs. This concept of him batting first, which I get gets your best hitter more at bats, maybe picks up a bat or two a week during the regular season. But I got to tell you, from a production standpoint, forget about the fact that, you know, he's only, you know, got 130 RBIs or so with, you know, an OPS off the chart, 61 homers, and his batting average 310. You look at, like, the month of September, where he played every day, hit 417, 10 home runs, you know, OPS off the charts, and he only had 17 RBIs. I mean, when are they going to put him down three or four? He has protection with Stanton behind him and Donaldson, and put, you know, Torres and Rizzo in front of him. It's crazy. I'm going to come up with nobody on base every time he gets up to the plate.
Joe, I got to tell you, I don't disagree with you. I certainly can't shout you down, and here's the reason why. The bottom third of the Yankee order is not dynamic. So will they get on every now and then? Yes, but a lot of the time she's coming up with nobody on base. Why? I mean, I understand you want to get a 1-0 lead in the first inning. Well, how about a 2-0 lead? Even bat him second. Now, who's going to be your leadoff batter? Is DJ LeMahieu healthy? Who could fit in that role? But I don't like leading him off in the playoffs, Don. I think
he'll go back to batting second. I think that leading off was only because of the home run thing. That's the way I took it.
Not for this long, though.
No, I think once he started to get close, that's when they started to lead him off. I don't think he'll lead off in the playoffs. I think he'll bat second.
But Andrew, Schwarber pretty much leads off all the time, right? Well, so that's 44, 45 home runs leading off. I know it gets you another at bat, but most of the at bats you come. I thought Acala made a great point. He had an unbelievable OPS and 10 homers and 17 ribbies. That's not enough.
Well, here's the perfect example. Nobody is going to compare Alonso's year to Judge's year. You know, Alonso's batting what, like 50 points lower,
right?
And is not having the kind. He's great season, MVP caliber season, but certainly not a Judge season. And he's got, you know, the same if not more RBIs than Judge, because for most of the year, Pete Alonso's been cleaning up. So, absolutely, Judge would have over 150 RBIs if he batted cleanup. But when you're leading off, even batting second, I mean, really, how many times are you getting up with runners on as opposed to if he was batting cleanup? But analytically, they want to get him more at-bats.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it for the playoffs. I think the caller made a great, great point. Let's go to Lavelle and Yonkers. Lavelle.
Gentlemen, great show as always. I don't know how to follow up that thing about the bad news. It's like when your mom told you you're going to get it when you get home from school.
I know.
Oh, that used to be so great, right? Yeah, you're going to get it when your dad gets home.
Wait till you get home. Yep. Wait till your dad gets home. But I just wanted to say I'm the same age as Peter. Anyone my age and younger that's a Yankee fan, we don't look at the Mets as a threat. It's almost like your kid brother. He goes in your room. He messes with your CDs. He's annoying. He tells mom. But he's still your little brother. You don't hate him. I will never root for the Mets. But I remember sitting watching in 2015 with my friends at the Mets fans of the game. I wasn't rooting, but I was watching. I feel like only Mets fans root against the Yankees. And I think this is my call to all my fans listening. You have a great owner now. You guys are real major players now. Stop doing that. It's Bush League.
No, you're too young. No, he's not. He's absolutely wrong.
Because if he
grew up in 86, he despised the Mets. Because even with the Yankees going through their struggles, the Mets went to the World Series in 2015. But I'm telling you, when the Mets were drawing 3 million fans, George was threatening to move the team to New Jersey. When Stump Merrill was their manager, when Bucky Dent was their manager, you would be spitting on the Mets. You'd hate them.
But John, it's true. Here's the thing.
I'm sorry. You're just too young.
You are right. But no, you are right. But that's what I'm saying. It's a generational thing. Everyone, my generation and younger, we're not frauds. If we don't hate the Mets, they're just not on our radar. But if they're not on your radar.
But if they do get on your radar, you'll start to hate them.
But yeah, perhaps.
I feel like more so their fans can be annoying than the team. I don't hate their fans can be very obnoxious.
Well, it's always about the fans.
I don't hate the team.
There's not one hateable Yankee. Honestly, I think these are really good guys. There's nobody to dislike on the. But it's about the fans. You know, when you're a team that's competing for a championship every year.
Like when the Red Sox were doing well, I was absolutely dying.
Oh, yeah, they're in your division.
To test the Red Sox have. But I mean, when I see the Mets, I mean, the Mets have so far to even catch up to us. They can't ever be a threat to people my age and younger. That's just my.
But you know what? What Don's saying about 86, you didn't live it, baby.
Yeah.
The Mets are drawing 3 million fans. The Yankees weren't coming close. So don't say that. Right now, we've had an extended run where the Yankees were the team, but it can change in an eye blink because fans are very, very fickle.
That's the arrogance of, well, we're always going to be better than you. And I think now with Cohen in the mix, like, things can change. Now, the Yankees won their division going away. Mets are going to have to settle for the wild card. But if you look at the actual records, Michael, they're very comparable. And you can make the case that maybe the Mets are a better team than the Yankees. Right, so we'll see what ends up happening. But if the Mets start winning a couple of championships and say the Yankees lose Judge and they're settling for the wild card and miss the playoffs for a couple of years, watch how the worm can turn. Now, I don't know if it could do it for Jets, and I certainly don't think it could happen with the Nets, Devils, or Islanders. But we've seen it happen, Michael. We lived it in the late 80s. It was a Mets town, and it could happen again. Now, it's going to be a lot harder because I don't think the Yankees will completely fall apart like they did in the late 80s, early 90s. But if the Mets start winning, believe me, there's enough frauds out there where the Mets could outdraw them, that the Mets can get more attention, and then you'll start to see things change from a Yankees perspective if that ever happened.
All right, we've got a big segment coming up. It's Don's favorite segment of the day. So stick around for that. We'll tell you what it is.
I know what it is.
Oh, everybody knows what it is because they know Don. They know what Don loves. They know who Don loves. They know what Don needs. They know who Don needs. It's coming up right here on 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Come Cover 5 is giving you a chance to win $50,000 by picking the perfect score. How about that? Join the 98.7 ESPN League with code NY22 on the Cover 5 app and cover5.com for your chance to win $50,000 in week 5. Visit ESPNNewYork.com for full contest rules. What are you doing? Just download the app. It's free. Going $50,000.
I think I'm 64th, which I'm not that. I'm pretty proud. It's like
you should be very proud.
What are you, Peter?
Oh, God, I don't even want to look.
I think I'm in the 200s, which isn't terrible either.
I'm really bad.
64th out of all participants, you're saying?
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good.
And Andrew is 42nd.
Really?
I'm 623.
Wow.
I'm
191st.
191st out of 1495.
I'm digging where I'm at.
Are you? Why? Because Dan's there?
I'm talking about the app.
Oh.
I think it means the Cover 5.
You guys are good friends. That's all I'm saying.
What is the problem with that?
There is no problem. And now, I don't know if you know this, Peter, because the Yankees have a game tomorrow at 4. The best I'll do is be on it at the beginning of the show. Don and Dan will do the show. This is what they both
dreamed of. How about that?
This is what they've schemed for.
How about that?
I don't know if we schemed for it.
Right. Yeah, we went back in time like Bill and Ted and created a holiday where, you know, Peter couldn't be here.
And you made sure the lockout happened so that this game would be postponed. Yeah.
All meticulously worked out, of course.
You know what? It takes genius to achieve.
Right. I just don't know what's wrong with two people being friends. It's odd.
I don't think there's anything wrong. What's wrong with me
talking
about it?
And they talk sports, too. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah. Do you like that ballpark, by the way, down there?
It looks nice.
Not from outside it does. It looks like a barn, but inside it's aesthetically pleasing.
It's an aesthetic barn.
No, it's not. Not from outside. I mean, I don't know what they were thinking from outside. It's like aluminum siding. It's very odd.
It's like MetLife just doesn't look great outside.
Did you run into my buddy CJ Nitkowski while you were there? Is he doing any of these games?
I have not seen CJ. No.
He might not be doing this because he's coming on my show tonight. There's a tease, but of course he's one of the outstanding voices of the Texas Rangers. Local product.
Yeah, Suffern, New York, St. John's.
Yep.
Love it.
I was very good friends with his sister, Sabrina.
How good? I mean, you dated her?
No, did not date.
Is that a true story?
Yes.
He's got a sister named Sabrina and you knew her?
Yes.
How?
Because she was friends with people that I went to college with.
Star
and
brother?
We just stayed like friends and we'd go out like drinking on the weekends up at Ireland's in Suffern. And
Where is Suffern?
Just above Mahwah. New York.
Oh,
side.
So it's like right at you basically
right over the
jump.
So I went to Ramapo. The great thing, like the bars, because it was New York, they were open until 4, and the Jersey bars closed at 2. So you close the bars in Jersey, and then you go across the border, go to Mug's Pub, Ireland's, get home.
I remember.
and I partied
with
Sabrina.
Miscreant, weren't you, Don?
Well, how is it a miscreant? What, a drinking in college? Oh my God.
Some people say you're going across state lines just to get it done.
Yeah. Well, don't you remember being 21?
I never, if it was time to stop drinking, I didn't find another state where I could.
Well, because you didn't have to worry about it because you grew up in the state where you could stay out and drink till 4.
But if it's not even that far of a travel, like when you say cross state lines, it sounds like you accomplished something. Like you're Lewis and Clark. You know, like you cross state lines. It was a journey. It was epic. But you literally, it's like you can hop over
town.
The border. Yeah, exactly.
The next town.
Yeah.
But you're still going to another state where you're not paying taxes.
And then I had my college heavy metal radio show.
What was that called again?
The Beast is Unleashed.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes were you the Beast?
On Friday.
Oh, and yeah. Were you the Beast?
No, the music was the Beast. And we unleashed. I was the guy that unleashed.
He was unleashed.
Released
the hound.
And he was unsheathing. And sometimes I'd be on till 2, and then I'd get off the air, I'd sign off, play the national anthem, shut the transmitter off, jump in the car, and go to Suffern.
Did you stand for the anthem?
Oh, what a great question.
No, you don't stand for the anthem. Well,
I'm just saying.
You're the only person there.
Is that out of the... What you do when no one's watching is who you really are.
I didn't. I hit the cart.
But that's something you saw like on dated things like TV, movies about like the anthem thing. And now that doesn't happen anymore.
Oh, there's a whole generation of think about it. I don't even know if Peter knows this.
First place I saw that was My Blue Heaven. Remember that? The scene in the movie when he's at the office still finishing
at the end
up,
of the Padre
at
the, game.
At the end of the Padre game. Yes.
There was a time, Peter, where you'd watch TV and then like at 2 o'clock in the morning, the movie would end and they'd show the flag, they'd play the anthem, and they'd shut the TV station off.
Tremendous.
It was off.
So what about the infomercials? Isn't that what the infomercials do now?
Those pre-infomercial. Those before. There was a time where the people were stupid.
Yeah.
They figured instead of trying to sell it sell the time. We'll just turn the station off.
Before they offered tax relief to people, they played the anthem, and that was it.
Before reverse mortgages.
Yeah.
Now, Dan, what do you got in store for the show today? There's
Please
a lot
us.
To unpack.
Oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know how it goes. We'll sit here and ponder whether or not Aaron Judge is going to get another home run for the rest of his career.
Rooting for it or against it or don't care?
And now I'm against it. Because he's
why?
Michael, why? Because he's taking up way too much of my time. That's why.
Welcome to my world.
You know what? It's like, well, you're getting paid for it. I'm not. That's
yes, you are.
Not necessarily. Michael, I could sit here and do a show talking about, I don't even have to bring up the word Yankees, and I'm still going to do my duties. You're calling the games.
True.
No, that's a difference. Where was I? No, but it's like you get in the car, your buddy says, hey, hop in the car, I'm going to take you to this really cool place. If the journey lasts 13 days and you're still
Correct.
Not there yet, you're basically, it's played. And that's what this home run thing is.
That see, now you know why Dan and Don are friends, Michael. Oh. That sounded like it came from the mouth of Don McGreco.
But you
I'm
going to
tell you what,
it,
too.
I agree.
This is interesting, too, Peter. Tomorrow's show is not on Yes.
Ray
it's
Rowe.
A Yankee game. There's a chance they could do it nude.
No.
It's an interesting.
But I don't know.
First of all, you're not even here. You know how cold it is in these parts? Like, it's not. It's supposed to be like in the 70s. But it's like 50 degrees.
How do we benefit from that? Like, how does nudity benefit us?
Michael, why would you even bring that up?
Because that's how I think.
No, because this is the issue he has with our friendship. He's taking it to a place that doesn't exist.
I mean, this isn't even like George Costanza on the couch with the hunk of cheese in his boxer shorts. You're taking it even in a darker place than that.
The Beast is Unleashed.
Not darker. Do you have any tape from the Beast is Unleashed?
Oh, I've got about 12 little briefcases full of cassettes.
12 briefcases?
Why don't you bring them in? Let's during a non-rating period.
I don't know.
Is there
a way to play it?
Wait, how do you play a cassette nowadays?
I have a cassette player.
Fisher Price?
For my cassettes.
All right,
oh, really?
No, Judge doesn't hit the home run Thursday, we'll play some snippets.
I have a stereo unit, and I recently brought the receiver out of storage and brought it home, and Natalie was like, what is this? What are you doing? I was like, stereo.
Actually, you
That's
know what?
That's the first time she said that to you. Anyway, Dan Grosser will join us at 7, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Easy fast,
see everybody.
Everyone.
There's a chance they could do it nude.
No.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.